This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Okay. Hey, guys. Let me see about getting... Okay, there we go. So... today is Sunday, and I am doing a video that I'll probably upload later, but ultimately, there was something that was on my heart that I wanted to share with you guys, so this could be Tuesday's upload, or it could just be me processing. So, there was a large part of me that used to just be angry for no reason, and a lot of that, as far as reminders, had come up. Because let me tell you a little bit about myself. So in the last few years, not just not being on social media, I took a break from people and social settings as a whole. With doing that, I got into kind of a system and it just became my everyday. So that was normal for me. So being in spaces with groups or other individuals, period, was a bit newer and different coming back to that, right? And so in things that I had frustrations with, of just how people are at times, human nature, I became frustrated and it started to show in little ways to me, but there were people that had come to know me in those spaces that knew and saw that it was something deeper. So they're like, no, I see that you have a bit of a temper there. And I don't like that. I don't like, that was something that I feel like had light shed upon it because I needed work. I need more work in that area. And I'm not opposed to doing what I need to do in that area. But I just wanted to say, like, I did not like that. Talk about God showing you yourself. Talk about seeing yourself. Talk about the constant daily work that is put into self if you're serious about it, right? If you care about the energy that you put into the world, if you care about how you navigate and how you interact with others, it's definitely something that you put time and effort into, right? And so I have to pray about that more because I feel like it has broken up some friendships, relationships, things like that. Some of them, you know, needed no help. They did it all on their own, like they needed no help. It was already doomed from jump. But no, seriously, some relationships that could have been life changing, I think, in my opinion, are open doors for opportunities. And I'm not saying that, you know, I regret it, but I do in a way. I do feel bad for how I wasn't able to pick up on it. I was so much out of my mind and out of myself that I wasn't able to pick up on those things around me. But I'm glad to be coming back to myself enough to be like, okay, yeah, that's not okay. And I don't want to be viewed or painted in any type of way with the energy that I am accountable for that I put out. So I need work there. And mind you, I've been in group therapy, anger management. Hey, for anybody that, you know, feels me and understands that. But it's an ongoing process. Like there are still things that I feel like are rooted and masked by anger, rooted within me and masked by anger. So I'm getting to the root of what those issues are so that they don't spill over into spaces with people. And just count me out of opportunities that I could be having and excelling my career, my personal journey in, but my attitude kept me out of the room or kept me out of that door. You know, so take responsibility for the energy that you put into the world, for your actions. Because when you show up, yeah, it matters how you present yourself. And so for me, that weighs heavily on me sometimes to think about and reflect on some of the ways I've been reacted to things. And so now it's like, okay, this is a me thing. This is a thought that I have in my mind that I need to take control of and get a handle of so that I can control what my reaction is. Even if I don't like certain things that are happening around me, I'm sure I've put energy into spaces that people didn't appreciate. Yeah, with that, I just wanted to drop that really quickly. This is not going to be a long, drawn out situation right here, but that was on my heart. And I was like, I need to get on the mic and express this more so for myself. But if someone else gains some type of beneficial vibe from it, I appreciate it because, hey, I'm working on me daily and I know it's a constant work and journey. So keep your head up, keep your energy clear, and stay on the right track. It's the Shells Brand. I love you. Don't forget to reach out and contact me at the.shells.brand@gmail.com or theshellsbrand on most social media platforms. So thank you. And I appreciate you. It's all love.